What makes a good father? This Father's Day, we hear from a local woman who says she has known two great dads in her life. One was her own father. The other came from a much more unexpected place. KUOW's Sarah Waller brings us the story.
Lissa Ongman grew up in Woodinville. She had everything she wanted in a dad.
I really feel like a really lucky daughter because he was funny, he was kind, he was involved in our lives, and we always knew my dad was there.
Then in 2006, Lissa's dad developed a deadly form of pancreatic cancer. Lissa really wanted to stay close to him during his illness, but her aspirations were tugging her to Africa, where she dreamed of working with chimpanzees. Her father didn't ask her to stay with him. He told her to take advantage of life's great adventure.
And that must have been so hard. He knows that he has a terminal cancer, and he only has a certain amount of time in his life. And he gave me the gift of no guilt of me leaving, and that he loved me. And that's a really good parent.
Lissa went to Africa. When her dad's cancer got worse, she came home to Woodinville. And after his death, she followed his advice to take a life adventure. She joined a research organization that was collecting data on chimpanzees. Before she knew it, Lissa found herself stationed at a rustic camp with a few other researchers. Her job was to spend 16 hours a day hiking through the forest, following chimps, and taking notes. 2 weeks into the assignment, she noticed a baby chimpanzee. A baby chimpanzee without his mother.
He had these big eyes. And you could tell already he was quite thin. And we were kind of hoping that he had just lost his mom, but he was walking with a bit of a limp. So we knew something was up.
Chimpanzees are dependent on their mothers for almost everything. Milk, grooming, protection.
So to see a baby without a mom is like a huge alarm sign. And most likely, 2 years old, it's like a death sentence.
Lissa's research team named the orphan Victor. It was cool in nut season when Lissa first saw him. That's the time of year when chimpanzees crack open walnut-like kula nuts with rocks and logs.
It's a beautiful sound. I hear this crack, 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 crack all around the forest.
This is sound recorded during Lissa's research expedition. But Victor was too young to crack open the nuts himself. Lissa watched him get skinnier and skinnier. Then something totally unexpected happened. An older chimpanzee named Freddy came into his life.
For me, he looked like Santa Claus. He had a white beard. The top of his head was balding a little bit. You could tell he ate pretty well. He was a pretty big, round chimp.
Freddy started taking care of Victor. He cracked open kula nuts and picked fruit for him to eat. He carried him on his back during the day. At night, Freddy built a nest for them to sleep in together high in the trees. And there was one particular activity that Victor seemed to love most of all. The times when Freddy groomed him.
Being there, you felt like you were watching something that maybe even shouldn't have been seen because it was so intimate. You'd see these big hands. He's a big adult male, 8 times stronger than man. He's got these huge, like, leathery black hands. And then you look down, and in his hands is this little baby. And there he is grooming him top to bottom. Victor would roll his head over to the side, and then you'd see Freddy's big hand grooming behind his ears. He felt safe in those moments. And maybe, in my opinion, maybe he felt loved. This is not scientific at all. I just had my little scientific side go, oh, you're giving too many what you think they're feeling.
An adoption like this is almost unheard of in nature. The chances of an adult male taking a baby into his care, it almost never happens. So what Lissa was seeing was very, very rare. And Freddy still had all of his regular responsibilities as a dominant male.
The hunting, the protection, the territorial stuff, he continued to do those things. And he couldn't give those up just because he had adopted a chimp. He had to be both. So he had to be single father, and he had to be adult male defending his group.
Then one day, about 7 months into the adoption, Lissa lost sight of Freddy and Victor. They had wandered away from the main group to the edge of their territory. It's a dangerous spot because rival groups of chimpanzees sometimes attack. The next day, Lissa heard screams echoing through the forest. It sounded like an attack. Lissa followed the noise. Then Freddie burst through the trees.
And his hand was bleeding, and Victor wasn't there.
Lissa searched and searched for Victor. She never found him, never saw him again. He could have run away. He could have been killed in the attack. Lissa likes to imagine that Freddie tried to defend him. There's no way to know for sure. But there is one thing about Freddie that Lissa is sure about.
He gave a large portion of his time and his life to this baby chimp, and he did things that no one expected him to do. How remarkable from an animal that is never supposed to be a father.
And so half the world away from her home in Woodinville, Lissa discovered a new way of thinking about the time she had with her own dad.
I think what it taught me was it's okay to love something that's going to die, and it's okay to care about something that's going to die. Victor had 7 months of something so remarkable and so rare and so real. And my dad might not be here anymore, but I had the best father for 28 years of my life. And that's a really big gift.
Lissa's dad died 6 years ago this week, but she's still taking life's adventures just like he hoped she would. She currently works in Seattle for Project Primate and dreams of returning to Africa soon. I'm Sarah Waller for KUOW.